Mechayim, so that you don't go to sell when it's alive, you don't value it, like Rashi says, that means the skin, or the veins, or the fat, that has no chashivus to it when it's alive. So therefore, like Gaza Rabbanim, the Rabbanim does not make a gezeira, that Liyacha Nisi, you would be allowed to sell your Maisa Bema, the skin of it, or the horns of it, or the fat, that you would be allowed to. Only you're not allowed to sell the meat, because it's a gezeira, maybe you come to sell the meat even before Shchit also. Now the Yasmi Mashenka holding by a Maisa Bema of the Yosem, and after you made a Shchita, again some of the rice you're allowed to sell it, it's only with Rabbanim not. Here, Ukma Rabbanim Adi Raisa. The Rabbanim put it back to the way it is, Midi Raisa. Midi Raisa, you're allowed to sell the Maisa Beima after Shchita. So by Yisrael, they also said that you're allowed to sell it. So that's the Ezra, that's the Shandis Raisa. And the Yafra of Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, Sovel also Lahod the Rova. The Yomra of Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, Minan Hanabi Nol, the Maisa Beima, she Yisraelim. Shemoich Nes Gedak, you're allowed to sell it normally. Shemoich Nes Gedak, Rak B'chol Arvest, Nafshecho, Tizdach, V'yachal, Tabosah. Is there a dog which thing shamed by Broch and Chanel's no Broch was alive? Eliyaka Shchit of Yom is a Maisa Beima. It's only Maisa Beima that you only have a Broch from it Liyaka Mechaim. Only Liyaka Shchit. Therefore, the same thing here. Liyaka Shchit, that's when Midirais you're allowed to sell it. By Yisraimim, yes, but otherwise Midirabonim, no, it's also. Yes, Rashi explains like this. That's what the Prophet says. That rak v'cholavot nashchot hizbach, you could shecht if you chalta need it. They were talking about now, psuli ha-mikdashim, that relg of psuli ha-mikdashim, after you play with it, you have a heter to eat it. Now, a zel dover, what thing is shamed by drach mechaim, you can't use it almost alive. Eliyach ha-shchita, only yach ha-shchita. Is that the yer matah yuzer maise beima, that goes on maise beima. So actually this, a zel dover, shame of drach mechaim, shen nen and neher mechaim, you can't have enjoyment from it. The Shah caught Shimonofo ben Mum Poydim, you could redeem it. And you could sell it when it's alive, whoever you want to. But Maisa Beim, you can't redeem, and you can't sell the calls when it's alive. So, Oksid, it says though, but Liachas Rich, he could broker, but it says in this process, but once you shecht it, then you can have a broker from it. So that broker means now you're allowed to sell it. Who are you allowed to sell it to? You can sell it to before you say him, you're allowed to sell it. And as Midi Rice, you're allowed to sell it. It's only with the Rabbanan not, and by you say him, Wukme Adi Raisa. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Aflama Beis Amralaf on top that says again, the Dover Shein Anisha Mechayim Lagozer Rabon Rabon Lamech Yizorom. The question is again, if you're allowed to sell a Maisa Behem or not. And Mor says, what of the Yas Nuk Rabon Adiraisa? That need the rice, it's only yosef to sell the bechor when it's mechayim, when it's alive. Le'yachah shchit, it's mutim the rice, it's only yosef with the rabbanin. And by yisem, the rabbanin will make us to say, ukmi rabbanin adi raisa, that you're allowed to sell the maisa behema of yisemim after shchita. Ve'yafra shmur bar yisuk sovolo lo'ho derova. He also is like this. Lo derova. Why, what's the raya? That by yisemim we'll make him. The yomer rab shmur bar yitzchok, Minan, how do I know to say the Maisa Behem Shah Yisaimim? That the Maisa Behem that belongs to Yisaimim, where his father was Nifter's Nofin, Shemoich Renoisoi, Kedarko, you're allowed to sell it normally, Lach Hashchiton. Shinem, the post is like this. Rak Bechol Avos Nav Shecha, some of our brother, Psula Mekdoshim, Tizbach, he could shecht it, you're allowed to need it also. So Darshan like this, Ezel Dover, what thing are we talking about? Shein by Brocha Mechaim, the cause of the man that's alive, you have no right to sell it, you have no Brocha from it. Elo liyach hashchita, only liyach hashchita, you have a broch, you have a right to sell it. Have yoyim is a maise beima, goes a maise beima. So the kiss you see by maise beima, you mid your eyes, you allow to sell it liyach hashchita. It's only mechaim, it's ksuda, doesn't have a broch. That's also right, that's only yosim mid your eyes when the maise beima is alive. When has a ba'mum and you shecht it, after shchita mid your eyes, you allow to sell it, it's only yosim mid rabbonin. Then the svar is by yisemim mid rabbonin, they're not made exero, as a shavas of edom. Because for them they're too young, they can't eat it, they'll just lose out with it. Therefore we'll make it for them, we'll let them, we sell it for them. You're not to shout this. He boiled a question like this. So again, it came out that Maisa Behemo, even after Shchita Midirabonin is also to sell it. But by law, if you're not selling the meat, but you sell the Gidim and the skin, and with selling the skin you also give along the meat and it's mutter. So the question is, Mali Avliya Biyat Samas. Let's say you want to sell the bones. And the Ikar I'm selling is the bones, and with the bones I'll sell you the meat also. Is a mutter to sneak in like the meat with the bones. Yes, it's mutter. You're allowed to sell somebody the bones of the Maisa Behemah, because the Torah only asks not to sell the boss of the meat, but the bones you're allowed to. The Chadam one says, no, even though you're allowed to sell the bones, but you can't stick in the meat also there. The Mor says, what's the Machlekes? Really, the Lord is all Machlekes. Oh, Bedaka. Buy a small Behemah Daka like a lamb. Rashi says, Ein hat somas rui in the chlum. You can't use the bones for anything. And therefore, if you sell it and charge you money, everybody knows what you're doing. The Biki is selling it for the meat. So there it's awesome. But Hoba Gasa, by big, by shore, by an ox, there you could use the bones to make a kalim with them. So therefore, people would buy the bones. So if you sell the meat with the bone, it doesn't look like you're really selling the meat. It looks like Biki is selling the bone. Because you're charging a lot of money for the bones, and I got a present to give the meat. If you boys him, if you want to change it like this, if you boys say, I tell you, EDVD, both of them are talking about the Gasa, by a big behemoth, by an ox. For the Fleegan is no machlokes. Ma'akiyasri, each one goes according to his own city. So Rashi says, Biasri, demar oisim, kelim, yat somas, it depends on the city. In his place, they used to make a kelim from bones. Therefore, you could sell the bones at a large sum of money, and it doesn't look like you're paying for the meat. From the other one city, they didn't use the bones to make kelim. So the bones are just threw away like, or very cheap. So if they charge you a lot of money for the bones, everybody could tell the ikar is for the meat. Therefore, it's also. Kufa, what we just said before, bebechoru aina, by a korban bechor, it says, lo yipoda, that you can't redeem it. So not only when it's a tam, but even if it becomes a balmum, there's no way to redeem it. There's no way to take the kedusha off the bechor, it always has its kedusha. The nimkar, but the kain is not a sell it. When it comes to Balmum, he's allowed to sell it to somebody, sell it to anybody he wants to. A Kohen could sell it. The Maisa, by Maisa Behemah, even if it becomes a Balmum, Nemo Lo Yigoyel. Here the Pesuk says Lo Yigoyel. So Darshan does not only mean that you can't redeem it, but to Adin Vein and Nimka, you're not allowed to sell it. Lo Yichai, now when it's alive, that's Midiraisa. For Lo Yishochet, not even after Shrit, that's only Midirabonin. For Lo Yitam, now when it's a Tam, for Lo Yibalmum, even when it's a Balmum, still you're not allowed to sell a Maisa Behemah. The question is, how do we know this? The Rashi said that the Maisa and the Nimkar, how do we know to say that the Pasuk of Maloyi Goyal means you can't even sell it? How do we know this? Some Rav Chinano Omer Rav, Vechein Omer Rav Dini Omer Rav Yechanan, Nem Maloyi Goyal B'Maisa. It says this word of Loyi Goyal over here B'Maisa B'Hema. Vechein Maloyi Goyal B'Charomim. It also says in the Pasuk of Charomim, Rashi says that they exceed Loyi Mokav Loyi Goyal Kol Cherim. That cherim, that's something you makdish, you make it hegdish, and it goes to, you have to give it to the kohanim. So it says the lashon of lo yigol b'charomim, and b'darshin, make the gzeir shavod, like malal, just like by charomim. Mechirim, or the person says clearly, not allowed to sell it, like if you make something cherim, that means the yisrael is like makdish to give it over to the kohen. So before you give it to the kohen, you're not allowed to sell it to anybody. So not only lo yigol, not only can't you redeem it, but you can't sell it either. So Afkan here also by Maisa Behemah, when it says Lo Yigoyel, I'll tell you Mechiri Moy. Not only can't you redeem it, but it also means you can't sell the Maisa Behemah. The Bailam can't tell, he has to use it himself. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman by Yitzel Rav, who now bereit Rav Yeshua Mafni. You have to tell me this Zera Shav of Lo Yigoyel, one of them is extra. Because otherwise you could ask questions on it. Because the Lo Mafni is not extra for Zera Shav, if it's extra Mufni, then you don't ask the question. But if it's not mufni, you could ask the question, is Gezer Shava? Equal to mufni, you could ask the question like this. Malach Haram, I'll tell you, Haram is different. Malach Haramim, Shekein Chale Malakil. You can make Hegdish anything. Rashi Hechrim Es HaKadishim Chal Cherim Aleim. Nois Nekoi Kefi Tevas Nois Yeshboi. You can even make Cherim a Korbin. If you have a Korbin, so whatever the Yisrael has from it, he has a Tevas Nois Yeshboi, that much it could be, make Cherim. Ma'ashen kein, ma'ase b'hem, we can't make on kachim. We can only make ma'ase b'hem on chulim. So therefore, I cannot learn out ma'ase b'hem from a charamim. Samara says true. Samara says, la yefnuy, let's see, which one is extra? Samara says, la, yes, it's true, afnuy mafni. That fact is true, that it is extra. Why? Because lo yema, really, the posse did not have to say, lo yema, for lo yigo b'charamim. The posse did not have to say, if it only meant not to redeem it, so Pesach did not have to say it by Charamim. The Yigma Mimaisa, I learned it out from Maisa Behemah. Ma Maisa Kodesh Veraniko, just like Maisa is Kodesh, and you can't redeem it. Is that Harom, the same thing by Harom, when you mark this something. For Haromim, the same thing, Kedoshim has a Kedusha on it, V'yeinan, Nigolim, you can't redeem it. If so, V'lo Yigol, the Kosh Rechomun Alomli, why is the Pesach come to write the extra words, Lo Yigol, by Haromim? It's extra. And therefore, we'll make that a Gzera Shava, that just like by Haromim, it doesn't only say Lo Yigol, the Pesach also says he can't sell it, so, there also, by Meister Behem, when it says Lo Yigoyel, it also means you can't sell it. Mer says, no, Ikal Mifslek, this is your question, Ikal Mifrach, Ma La Meister, you know what Meister Behem is, I could not learn out Chromim for Meister Behem. Ma La Meister Sheken Kodesh Lefonel Leachrov. By Meister Behem, there's a special Chumrah, that even though really the 10th one is the Meister Behem, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, till 10, the 10th one coming out, that's the Meister, but let's tell the fun of you made a mistake, and the 9th one do you call 10th. That's also Chakadusha. Let's say you made a mistake and you called the 11th one the 10th. That's also Chal Kedusha. So even though the 10th one is, sometimes the 9th and 11th could also be Kaddish. And that only applies to Maisa Behem and not by Chiromim. So maybe only by Maisa Behem you have the Chum, you can't redeem it. But maybe by Chiromim I would have thought you could. So it's not extra, so you need Lo Yigo by Chiromim. So this is true. Ela rather, Lo Yoyimit, they shouldn't have said Lo Yigo by Chiromim. They shouldn't have said Lo Yigo by Chiromim. And then Chavami, I would not turn it out for Maisa. But the Yigma b'Bechor, the Medach in Bechor, it said, Lo Yipodet by Bechor. So now Bechor, just like our Bechor, is Kodesh. When a Nigri, you can't redeem it. After Rom, the same thing would apply by Chorom also, Kodeshim. It's something that you makdish, you give it Kedusha on it. And so the Svar should be yours, so Vienna Nigolim, you should not be able to redeem them before you give it to the Kayin. So if so, Lo Yigor, the Kos Rechmon Alomali, what does the Pesach say, Lo Yigor, Yabacharomim? It left me its extra to make this Gzerah Shavah. So it says, no, again, Ikal Mifrach, there's a question of this also. Ma'al le-Bechor, Tayyip Bechor is different. Ma'al le-Bechor, Shekein Kedushos Semerechem. A Bechor is more stronger that we know as soon as it comes out, it's Chal Kedusha by itself, it's Kodesh Merechem. Ma'ashen Kein Charomim, you have to be Makdashit. So I will not learn out Charomim from a Bechor either. So it says, Ela, rather like this. Ela lo yoyma lo yigo b'maisa. Do not have to say the word lo yigo b'maisa b'heima. The Yigmar Havor Mebechor, how to Gzeir Shova, says the word Havorah by Bechor, and it says the word Havorah by Maisib Hema. So I'd learn out, Ma Bechor, just like by Bechor, it's Kodesh Ben Nigol, it says the Loti Poda. You can't redeem a Bechor. His Af Mais, I would know the same thing by Maisib Hema also. Kodesh Ben Nigol, you can't redeem it. If so, Lo Yigur, the Kos Rechmon of Maisib Lomali, why is it all right extra by Maisib Hema, Lo Yigur, you can't redeem it? What do we need the plastic for? So it must be Lafnuya Sextra, that now when it says Lo Yigol here, when it says Lo Yigol by Chiromim, just like by Chiromim the Loch Rish, you can't even sell it. So then I learn now to what did by Maisa Behem Ross, you can't even sell it. So Mara says no. Fiakati, the Maisa Nami Loy Lemafna, Teino, the Maisa Sextra. I cannot learn out Maisa from a Bechor. Because the Ikle Mifak asked the question, Kedepachinon, that we, well, like we asked, that what if Bechor was Kodesh Merechem, so I would not learn out Maisa from Bechor. Smur says no. V'yavata kro yiseiruhu. That I tell you, v'yavata is an extra pasuk. No, there's a special tekish over here. So therefore, once we have the tekish on this, you can ask the questions. You can ask any questions. He says v'yavata kro yiseiruhu. Well, muftan l'gzeir shavah. It's an extra to make l'gzeir shavah. Lilmoid havora havora Maisa shlo yigoyel. And therefore, the klal is v'yein meshivnele. You can ask the question in the tekish. So therefore, Hilkach, Lo Yigol, the Maisa is extra. Because Rabbi Shimon learned out Maisa from Bechor. So Lo Yigol is extra. It's extra teach us that the Lo Yigol means learn out from Charomim, you can't even sell it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, Bechor Nami Leilot Gula Gula Mechromim, why to learn out now Bechor also? Maybe from Charomim, just like Bechorom you can't sell it, maybe Bechor also you can't sell it. So the Gemara says, no, the Maisa Mufni, the Bechor le Mufni. By Maisa, tak, it's extra the Lo Yigoyel. But by Bechor, it's not extra. Therefore, I'll make the Joshua. So Mar still says, the my chos is to make taste which one yes, which one not. Or my chos is the Lo Tipode de Bechor, le Gufay. Who told you when it says Lo Tipode, don't redeem it by Bechor, that's for itself. Who do Maisa when it says Lo Yigoyel by Maisa, that's Lefnu, that's extra. The aim is the opposite way around. Maybe the Maisa Lagufei, maybe when it says Lo Yigoyel by Maisa, that's Lagufei, that's the main thing. And now the Bechor is extra. The Bechor last Neveh, the Bechor is extra. And therefore, learn out Bechor from Mice, from Chromim, that you can't sell a Bechor. Smor says, no, here it's more of a Svara that Donin Gula Megula, via Donin Pediya Megula. It says, Lo Yigol Bechor and Lo Yigol Bechor. So it's a Svara to learn out Mice from Chromim rather than Bechor. Because by Bechor it says Lashon only of Lo Tipod. It doesn't say the same Lashon. Smor says, but so what? My Nafkim, we know, what's the difference? We know what Tona Dever Bishmuel, Tona Dever Bishmuel says like this. When the Pasuk says, Veshov HaKoyin, he comes back, Re'elso Bo HaKoyin, so we make Gzeir Shava. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bi, it's the same thing. We make Gzeir Shava from the word Veshev to the word Bo. So even though they're not the exact words, still we could make Gzeir Shava. So here also, make Gzeir Shava from Lo Tipodeh to Lo Yigoyel. They both mean the same thing, so what should be the difference? Smora says, no, I'll answer you, Pashid. That Hani Milu, when do we make such a Gzeir Shava of a Shave and Ubo? That Heicha the Lek of the Domelev, there's nothing more like it. So then you make that type of a Gzeir Shava. Avaliku the Domelev, you have something that's more like it, then the Svar always is with the Domelev Yafinan. So if Avar is more of a Svar to learn out, Maestu Behema, that it says Lo Yigol, from Charon, it also says Lo Yigol, that they both mean you can't even sell it. But by the Chor, since it only says Lo Tipoda, I did not learn out. Now the Gemara says, still, we have Gzeir Shavir though. Havor Havor. So just like by Mice today, you can't even sell it. Maybe Bechor also you can't even sell it. So Mor says, Do Mice Nami Goma Gulu Gulu Mecheronim. Like you're learning out Mice from Cherim. Cheronim. So we have Gzeir Shavir, Havor Havor. So Bechor should also be the same Malacha. So Mor says, no, Miat Rachmon Gabi is a special Miat Gabi Cheronim. Who? Only by Cheronim it applies this is he can't sell it. V'loy b'chor, not by b'chor. So how do you not say this? Why don't I say, who v'loy ma'isa? Maybe say the opposite. It means only charam you can't sell, ma'isa you could sell. So Moses says, no, again, ma'isa gula ke ma'isa. It's more of a sword. It seems by ma'isa, it says lo yigoyel, the same lashon. By charamim, there's more of a sword that ma'isa is like charamim, and the me it goes on b'chor. Rav Amarovis says, lo yigoyel de charamim lo tzarech. I tell you, the whole words of lo yigoyel by charam is extra. Why? Because the Yisna of Heich, let's see, where is this korb, the animal that you made Cherim? Now, where is it? If it's by the owner, the original Yisrael, made something Cherim, means he makes it like Hegdish. So Hegdish Ninu. Pshit like it belongs to Hegdish. Who is he to sell it? He can't sell it. It's not his anymore. He was Makdashit. Elamai eBay Kain. If he gave it over to the Kohen, right? That's lacha by chromin that you give to the Kohen. If so, once you give it to the Kohen, chununinu, it's mamish his, and pshita, then the Kohen could sell it. He could do what he wants with it. So where does the pasuk apply of lo yigoyel? The Tanya would learn like this. Charomim calls the man shehein bebeis barlam, calls the man the own original Yisrael has it. Harein kegdish, lechol devrim, it's mamish like hegdish. Shenever the pasuk says, kol cherim kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem, it belongs to Hashem. So pshita, the owner cannot sell to anybody else. Not on the coin. Once he gives it over to the coin, that's the din of charomim to give it to the coin. Once he gives it to the coin, harein kechulun lechol devrayim. His mamish like belongs to the coin. He can do what he wants with it. Shenem the pasuk says, kol cherim biyisrael lechol yiyah. It goes to you. Says so. Rashi says lechol yiyah means brishus coin hein kishamer moinoi. So it's a new type of a hegdish, this charomim. Usually hegdish, even if you not give it to the gizber, it's still kaddish. You have to redeem it. But yet by charomim, no, it's a new halacha that the kohen can do what he wants with it. Says so. Mor says lo yigoyel. When the pasuk says lo yigoyel, the kasuv rachmana lomeli. What do I need the words lo yigoyel for? Where does it apply?